It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop here with you. It is Wednesday, September 11th, 2019, and we're so glad that you are here. You can call into the show anytime early morning. We love those calls, even if you got that frog in the throat sound. It's cool. 833-563-2539. Hit us up social media-wise, Twitter and Instagram. It's Radio Now AM Show. And for Facebook, we use our station page. So just go and give that a like, and another great way to be part of the conversation. Mackenzie, how was your day yesterday?
My day was awesome. We were here. We did 6 hours of live radio, which was amazing, and television. So we had a busy day. Then I jet set. I went to F3 and I had an awesome personal training session. My abs are super, super sore, and it was compact. It was only like 30 minutes.
Ooh, well, that's good. If you're going to get in a sore workout, get it over with quickly.
So here's the thing, though. Then I go home and I'm like, oh, I can't wait. I'm sweaty. I'm going to go into the AC. My air conditioning is broken.
Oh,
and
no.
It is legit the tropics at my place. It's like 85 degrees. And it just was slowly climbing, and I was like, oh, I'll just open all the windows, and it's still warm outside, which I'm not complaining because I love warm weather, but inside when you don't really have relief at all, it's pretty, thank goodness I didn't have to blow dry my hair because I would have been in trouble.
Oh, man. That's the worst. And you can't sleep. We always argue about temperature in the studio, but it is so hard to sleep. I think when you're sweating, hot.
Since I'm by myself, I was like a starfish and I was on top of all my covers and I was just like, didn't get that much sleep, but that's okay.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're here. Hopefully you'll get some later. Liv the Web Girl, how are you?
I'm good. I had a busy day yesterday. I was really nervous about feeding my friend's cat.
Oh, yes. I saw one of the Insta stories. How did it go with Sylvia?
So my friend Porkchop, obviously producer Porkchop.
I got this friend named Porkchop. Yeah, he's a radio guy.
Yeah, you all don't know him, but he helped me. And so it really didn't make me that scared. But then I had work again yesterday and I got to work out during my shift, which means I got another workout in, which I'm so excited about. And then also, so a shout out to my friends Cord and Ashley. They got engaged last night.
Oh, yeah. Did you know it was coming?
No, we had no idea. So it's actually my boyfriend's friends from like high school. And so like I'm just like very like new to the group. And it happened and they texted and were like, hey, do you want to go golfing? He's like, oh, I can't. Like, I'm busy tonight. And then it turns out it's because he was proposing to his girlfriend. And it's so, so cute.
That's awesome.
I love love.
I know, which just means another wedding that I get to go to. I'm excited.
And more money you gotta chop up right there. Porkchop, how was your day yesterday?
My day yesterday was really, really good.
Oh, God. Well, that's good. What does that mean, though?
I had a hot, hot date last night.
Wait, you said you were going to bed last night in a group text.
This is what I've been waiting for.
Hold
Dish
on.
It.
Last night at 6 o'clock, I went home in my bedroom, turned off the lights, and went to bed and did not wake up until 4 a.m.
What a letdown.
Oh, my gosh. You had a hot date by yourself.
With your bed.
No, my cats were there.
And you had air conditioning.
And your dog.
I'm jealous.
It was so nice, guys. I needed it so bad.
I'm so jealous. Every night I'm like, I'm going to go to bed so early. And I never do. So you just turned your phone off and just slept.
Yep. 10 hours from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Well, that's a good amount. We
good
need
for
sleep.
You.
It's better than 4 hours of sleep.
I know. I wanted to go to bed early last night, but then I got sucked into the Dennis Rodman 30 for 30.
Ooh.
That man's life. Oh, my.
You thought yours was a hot mess.
Yeah.
You got to be like the worm. All right. Well, hey, my day was cool yesterday. I forget what happened with my day. Like, I need to write more things down. Honestly, I'm at that old man age now where I can't recall. I know. I know I'm trying to help out more with my wife because she feels like I don't do enough and it's always her doing everything around the house.
You've been talking about your honey-do list for days.
And I did. I got a lot of things checked off there. I still got to get some of the spider webs cleaned up off the back porch because those freak her out. And I do have to do the dog doo-doo and cut the grass today. I did not get to that yesterday. But I did make dinner. I'm actually going to talk more about that later with what I'm into. Kind of a cool thing that you might one to check out that I was against my wife getting it, but I really like it now.
Ooh, I need stuff for the kitchen, so
yeah,
I can't wait.
If you actually want to see it a little ahead of time, you can hop on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show, or mine, Joe Pesh Radio. Either one has it there. You can kind of see a little sneak preview of what happened.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, Antonio Brown accused of rape in a lawsuit. This is breaking news. The Patriots receiver accused of three incidents of sexual assault in 2017 and 2018 against a woman he went to college with. Now, he is adamantly denying all of this. The woman who's complaining is saying three separate incidents, two in June of 2017 and another in May of 2018, that Brittany is her name. She's a gymnast, and they met while they were attending Central Michigan together. He later hired her as a trainer, and she is saying that, yes, he definitely was inappropriate and raped her. And he said he denies every single allegation. He will pursue all legal remedies to clear his name.
Wow, it's interesting. I mean, I always want to believe people that come out and say something, but then other people are going to be like, well, wait a minute, what's the timing of this? But I mean, is there ever really a right time? If something happened, I think you should speak up, and then people can have their day in court, you know?
Right. We'll keep you posted that everything's late and breaking and shocking, to say the least.
Okay, and this drama with him just never stops.
Right, he's been in the news every single day, it seems. Well, also shocking, Kim Kardashian has been diagnosed with lupus.
Autoimmune issues are really scary. And before I knew what it was, when it's really up in the air, mm-hmm. you get in your head. You think of every worst possibility right. of what's going to happen and how you're going to live your life. And you really do get into this like little depression for a minute. I got myself out of it, but it was really scary to have to go through that.
She said she knew something was very wrong. She was super tired, nauseous. Her hands were getting really swollen. She felt numb. And so she sought medical help. And now she's getting treatment. But that just goes to show you.
The one good thing, I'm always a Kim K hater, but I do appreciate her being so open, because hopefully it'll help other women out there check for things, realize if there is something going on with them, maybe I should go to the doctor.
Absolutely.
I think that is a one positive thing besides showing your butt cheek everywhere.
No, absolutely. I think she's a changed woman. I think she's an
yeah.
old soul. Like, she's just really raw and real now, and I love it. Not so materialistic as she could be. Well, here's the question. Will Jennifer Lopez be the next big star to headline the Super Bowl? It is a very close, done deal. Officials are saying that she and the league have been going back and forth, the talks for a while. It's not confirmed yet, but J-Lo just has been wrapping up her tour. What was so cute, she would bring up her daughter, Emmy, with her to sing once in a while.
I was like, you want to do the first show? You can sing, and we can do it together. It'll be a thing, and it'll be fun, and mommy. And she was like, yeah. And then after that, I was like, do you want to keep doing this? You don't have to do it every night. You can if you want.
All right, if J-Lo's doing the halftime show, she better bring out Ja Rule.
I am in.
I want to hear I'm Real.
Totally going to do it. I mean, she's such a triple threat. She's so hot right now. Her new movie, Hustler's, coming out with RDB, I can't wait to see that. So I'm all for J-Lo doing the Super Bowl. Well, you know, she has upcoming nuptials with A-Rod. Will she and Alex Rodriguez, though, invite their exes to their wedding?
I would say exes invited to wedding. Yeah, all inclusive. Let everyone. Let's bring everybody. The more the merrier. The more the merrier.
Who is clapping at that terrible idea?
Okay, what do we think? Exes, if you're still friends, invited to your wedding?
No, because you're never friends with your exes. Are you serious? I mean, don't get me wrong, I want the wedding money and all that, but no, that you're at our special day?
What
no.
if someone still has, like, oh, I wish that should be me?
I don't want every guy that hooked up with my wife before to be there. I'm like, ugh, have fun on your wedding
is
night.
Is it bad?
I've done that.
I always wanted to attend a wedding where someone, I object!
I object to this marriage!
Like in the movies?
Absolutely not!
Oh, that's good stuff.
All right, Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Good morning. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful Wednesday. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, and Producer Pork Chop. What are you doing over there, Mackenzie, with that box of shame? What are you doing? What are you doing?
She's pulling out all the
I'm
hard
crying.
Ones.
No, I was looking at all the options that I might have to face today because I rolled, what did I roll? One?
Yeah, the worst number you want to roll. Six is the best. The lowest number.
My torture is today.
What if you become the pork chop of Dare Dice?
Yes.
And you continuously for like 6 weeks have to face punishments?
No, hush your mouth.
All right.
No.
A little over an hour from now, Mackenzie will reach into the box of shame, and then she will, for the second week, have to do her punishment. It'll be live on Instagram, so follow us. Radio Now AM Show.
OMG, it could be a permanent marker face.
Yeah, I hope you're not doing any TV ads today there. Miss Car Lady, you.
You're going to draw a mustache on me in permanent marker?
Yeah, I could do that. That'd be kind of good. Give you a little goatee. Okay, MLK prep football players in Memphis. These kids are really cool because normally you hear about students bullying other kids and then nothing happens. Nobody supports the kid that's getting bullied, but not these football players. They noticed their classmate was getting made fun of for wearing the same clothes to school. Well, the kid was growing. His mom really couldn't afford to buy him any. And so they ended up doing something really cool and stepping up to help him out.
The best day of my entire life was basically.
Freshman Michael Todd was taken out of third period at MLK prep Monday morning.
I was very happy. I was shocked completely.
He froze when football players Christopher Graham and Antoine Garrett handed him a gift.
You guys are awesome.
A gift that changed Michael's entire school year. Bags full of shirts, shorts, shoes, and more.
He went smiling, and I was like, yeah, I think this is going to make him smile. I told him, I said, you know, when we was in the same third period, he was like, yeah. I said, I apologize for laughing at you, and I want to give something to you to make it up.
Michael was getting made fun of for 3 straight weeks at his new school.
I didn't bully my entire life.
He would wear the same clothes every day, and students at MLK Prep would mock him for it.
Now, real quick, I don't want to mock people, but does the reporter, Mackenzie, because you used to also do TV,
yes.
Is she being just a little bit dramatic?
Of course.
Because
of course.
This kid was getting picked on.
Was getting picked on.
All right, let's listen, though, because this is a good story.
Yeah.
No, I don't really have clothes at home. My mom can't buy clothes for me because I'm growing too fast.
When I saw people laugh at him and bully him, I feel like I needed to do something.
So Christopher went through his closet and grabbed a bunch of clothes and texted his friend Antoine for help.
I got some shoes, some brand new shoes I can give him, and I got a couple of items I can give him, too.
They packed all that up and gave it to Michael. The shorts, the pants, the shoes made a difference.
This is like the second shoes I have on right now. Basically, that's all.
Today, Michael was already wearing those new army green sneakers they gave him.
It was a weak moment for me. I was gonna cry.
And then I almost cried when at lunch he told me, he was like, you know, you two the only two to actually ever give me a gift.
The help isn't stopping in the halls of MLK Prep. People from states away have seen the video and want to send Michael clothes. All this is thanks to two high school students who want to put a stop to bullying.
You guys are the best guys of my entire life.
I love that. And that is true. Like, as a mom, when you're a kid, you just all of a sudden they just, boom, they go through a growth spurt and all their clothes are too small. Like, it's crazy all at once.
That's something you definitely, we'll podcast it up there. You might want to let your kid hear that because it's just that one small little thing, a little spark, and it could help out a bunch of other kids. So we love to share positive stuff like that. All we hear is negative crap, but wanted to give that to you.
Love it.
Wow. Hey, good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, Song of the Day. We're definitely going to try to do something patriotic. We're going to do Most Patriotic Song in honor of September 11th. So make sure you have our number to text in when you hear all the songs. It's 52140, and you'll text the word song, S-O-N-G. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. Today, speaking of September 11th, is 18 years since our country came under attack in 2001. Coming up at 8:46 a.m., we'll have a moment of silence in remembrance of Flight 11 crashing into World Trade Center number 1. I want to know what you guys think about this, and you'll have to see the actual photo on Joe's Need to Know News, the blog. A teenage girl from Anchorage, Alaska, was wearing a high school-issued bathing suit. So the school issued it to her. She didn't pick it out herself. And her swimming victory was taken away for, quote, exposing too much butt cheeks, or buttocks, I should say. The 17-year-old girl won the state championship in the 100-meter freestyle last Friday, but she was disqualified after a referee claimed that she could see butt cheek touching butt cheek. Because of the bathing suit, coaches have slammed the decision for being racist and sexist, and they're looking into it. But let me repeat, she won the state championship, and they took it from her because they're saying the swimsuit was inappropriate. And I guess that's one of the rules in there.
But it was a school-issued suit. So that makes no sense.
Yeah, I agree. It's not like she's like, well, I found this and this will have
to
do.
Yeah, like she grabbed her string bikini and just went to town. No.
You can actually see the suit. We'll post it up there on Joe's Need to Know News to let us know what you think. Apple unveiled their new phones yesterday, and here's what you can expect. It's got better cameras that feature multiple lenses for wide-angle shots. Have you guys seen this thing yet? It looks the eye machine at the optometrist where it's like switching between the is this better?
Weird. What's it called?
It is the iPhone 11 Max or something like that, and it's going to be available soon. It also say that it has longer battery life. They also introduced a new feature called Slowfies. Those are selfie videos in slow motion. Who would want that? Would you want a Slowfie?
I'd have to try it.
I feel like there's going to be all these Instagram thoughts, like just slowly shaking their booty or their cleavage.
I mean, I get bored easily, so I like new features. I like new things, yeah.
You'll be the queen of Slowfies in no time?
Maybe, we'll see.
And this will be interesting. Apple TV Plus, they announced that. That's going to be the company's upcoming video service. They're going to come out with November 1st. It'll be $5 a month, so I guess they're going to kind of maybe go after like Netflix and Hulu, so maybe this will be a good deal for $5.
I feel like I should just get rid of my cable, because I got cable now. I realize I never, ever, ever hardly watch TV.
Well, see,
I don't have time.
I cut the cord. I got rid of cable, and I have just like over-the-air TV, which you can get a lot of things locally. But now the prices go up on Netflix and Hulu and all these other streaming things where it's like, wait, what's cheaper? They got us, Mackenzie. They got us.
I remember I did get rid of HBO because I wanted to watch Big Little Lies, one show. When the season was over, I was like, I don't need HBO anymore.
I think a lot of people did that for Game of Thrones.
They're
like, I'm out.
Samesies.
Okay, speaking of computers and technology, would this be something you would want to have on your computer? A website is helping computer users improve their posture by showing a blurred screen when you start to slouch. I have the worst posture. Look at us. We're sitting up now.
Now we're all sitting up perfectly.
Chest out. Okay, you don't have to put your chest out that much, pork chop. Jeez. The site called Fix Posture uses a machine learning program to create a baseline of where a user's body part should be when assuming a good posture. The technology requires a camera connected to your screen, so they're going to see everything you're doing now.
I kind of like this, though, because we need to be reminded. Because I always see those cute little ladies hunched over.
Yes!
And it reminds me to just keep your shoulders back. Good posture.
I was like, what computer was this grandma on 50 years ago? What happened?
I know.
Straighten her out. Get her doing some yoga. And finally, I hate to see kids act up in school, but this is funny. These kids pranked their teacher with a broken TV. This happened in Tennessee. They pranked their teacher by putting the image of a broken screen on the classroom TV, and then they made like a big sound. Listen to this.
Bro, what you doing, bro?
Teacher comes in there. What's going on over here?
What did you do? Did you do that chair?
Listen to did you do that chair? Because like it's one of those things like you do. We did this to Porkchop one time. We pranked him on his computer where you can do the background image of like a broken screen.
Right.
And that's what they did on this plasma TV.
How do you not mean to throw the chair? That's a plasma TV. A plasma TV.
That's funny. I mean, I love that.
At a station I worked at, they did a prank on me, and like all these people changed their background to like collages of me. Like, and it was just supposed to be weird. Like, I wasn't supposed to see, and they were like stalkers. And it was so fun. It was really creepy.
Wait, okay. Does anybody believe that Mackenzie actually had this happen, or Mackenzie went around and did it herself? She's like, oh, how
and
did
by
I
all these people,
background?
I mean, like two funny dudes, like in the control room that were bored.
Yeah, they're like, well, we got nothing to do, so we'll just put pictures of Mackenzie up there.
They were pretty bored.
All right, you can check all this out. That's Joe's Need to Know News. We'll get it all together on the website and put a swipe up link up on our Instagram. So follow us. It's Radio Now AM Show. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is happening?
What is not happening? Song of the day. In remembrance of September 11th, 18 years ago, we wanted to not forget today, but we also wanted to kind of have the category be in remembrance of that. So we're doing the most patriotic song. You can almost say the most American song. Just makes you feel proud and brings everybody together. So we're going to give you all the songs. Porkchop had a little thing. He's like, maybe we should give out the information at the end because I feel like everybody votes for Joe first. And then, like, that's why he's been winning. So have the number. 52140 saved in your phone. And the word you have to text is song. Have that ready to go, S-O-N-G. But Porkchop's asking that you don't vote to the very end to hear all of the songs. Is that right, Porkchop?
That is correct. I feel like I would have won yesterday.
Okay, aww. Okay. You know, it's not very patriotic to be a sore loser.
No, I was going to say, I think every song is a winner today, and this is going to be really hard.
Okay, well, then we will see. Let's kick things off right now. And, you know, real quick, I just want to start a little radio stuff. Did you reload the clips? Because I had ones already loaded in there. So let me reload those real quick. Real quick.
Okay, so well, I will talk about song of the day today. Of course, Remembrance 9/11. So we are choosing the most patriotic songs, which there are quite a few to choose from.
Yeah. I feel like there's so many. I feel like this is probably one of the easiest but hardest categories. It's easy because there's so many good ones.
Right.
But it's hard because you don't know which one to pick.
Right.
All right. Well, who would like to go first today?
I'll go first.
All right, Mackenzie, tell
and
us about your song.
I never win, so I just pick songs that speak to me.
So I picked Barbie Girl today.
Oh, no.
No. I took this seriously. So I chose... a country artist who I love. I call him the Pocket Cowboy because he's so itty bitty. His name is Justin Moore. And in honor and remembrance of 9/11, the ones that didn't make it back. Take a listen. Hey,
here's to the ones who didn't make it back home. The ones we ain't seen in so long. The hold up a beer was a wish they were here. Was not to gotten gone.
We're just celebrating life.
All right.
So, that, you know, put a twist on it to just be thankful.
All right, Mackenzie, good song choice right there. Let's go to the next person, which would be Porkchop. What song do you have, Porkchop, for song of the day?
So, as I've mentioned before, I've DJed weddings and other various events for many years. And a lot of times I DJ 4th of July parties. And just the one song that, like, just gets everyone in the mood, you know, to be super patriotic, just love your country, is Lee Greenwood's God Bless America.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me, and I gladly stand up.
That's God Bless the USA, by the way, not God Bless America.
It's okay.
That's what I meant.
God bless everything and everyone.
So patriotic over
yes!
here.
Yes!
All right. Your next song is my choice, and I do like that song that Porkchop went with. That is a classic. That might even win today. But mine is something which I just think of a great band, country, as a matter of fact, and they talk about all the good stuff. They talk about fried chicken and cold beer, and, well, I'll let them take it away. It's a Zac Brown Band with Chicken Fried.
I thank God for my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die.
Oh, if that don't win, that's a crying shame. That is the Zac Brown Band with Chicken Fried and Liv the Web Girl inside of her tunnel microphone.
Yes, my tin can microphone. It sounds like I made it.
It sounds like somebody's smothering you.
It sounds like you're in your basement joining the show. Like,
it
I love
sounds
it.
Like
you're
I'm like
location.
A little kid from Stranger Things that just like made a makeshift microphone.
Hello, 11. How are you?
Yeah.
But I want to thank the engineers because it sounds much better than yesterday, right?
It does.
Yes.
I think so.
Way to be positive, Pork Chop.
Yeah. Okay. So today we are remembering September 11, and we want to do songs that are patriotic and make us proud to be Americans and let us not forget how great our country is. There's no better song to do that with than the courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
And that makes me want to go fight some terrorists right
yes.
now. USA! 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 It's okay.
There's always one.
You're so patriotic that you kept it going. I appreciate that. All right.
These are all great choices, by the way.
Let's go over the songs, and you are going to vote. You're going to text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. If you want to hear Mackenzie, the ones that didn't make it back home by Justin Moore, you can vote for that. Porkchop, you had Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA. Let's see here. We had myself, Joe, with the Zac Brown Band. I went with Chicken Fried and Liv the Web Girl, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, parentheses, An Angry American by Toby Keith. By the way, I hope we have the edited version if we do play that song if it wins. But you get to decide who is played next for most patriotic song. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Song of the day. Today, the category was most patriotic songs in remembrance of September 11th, 2001. Rosie, are you with us? Okay.
I just want to say, before the results are given, we are all winners because we live in the greatest country on the planet.
America!
USA!
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 USA! USA!
Liv was coming out.
I know, I cut out really
Liv
that
stopped
time.
After the first one to make sure she didn't have that awkward.
That was perfectly synchronized.
Yeah, how did we all know when to stop?
There's just a vibe.
There's a patriotic vibe in here. She has a red scrunchie. I'm wearing a blue outfit. You guys are wearing white.
What white am I wearing? I'm wearing all black.
You have white underwear.
Oh, wait, remember?
Why are you checking out my underwear?
I just remembered
something.
I'm
trying to make the flag colors. Get it?
Oh.
Remember yesterday when we were talking about this, you said we were going to talk about where we were for 9/11. Are we still doing that today?
We will, actually. Later on, I want to do a moment of silence around 8:46 and 40 seconds is when the first tower was struck. So we're going to talk about that, and I would love to hear some of your stories about that, too.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you want to join in, too, later on that time, that'll be around 8:47, 40 Central. Our number is 833-563-2539, or maybe you can't join us then. DM us right now a story. Radio Now AM Show. We'd love to hear from you where you were, what you remember. But that being said, we have to find out the results for Song of the Day, patriotic songs in remembrance of September 11th. Let's give you a little recap of the songs that we picked out and that you voted for this morning. Starting out with Mackenzie, she went with The Ones That Didn't Make It Back Home by Justin Moore.
Here's to the ones that didn't make it back home.
That's on the top of the country charts, just so you know.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
She's
like,
out there.
She's like, for the record, if you don't vote for that, you don't know it's number one, okay?
No. He's a cutie. I love him.
Pork Chop went with a classic song, probably one of the most powerful songs of all time, called God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
I really think that's the clear-cut winner, just because that song gives you goosebumps. We'll see what the results say. I went with Chicken Fry by the Zac Brown Band. This song has got everything you need to be American.
May freedom forever fly, let it ring.
And Liv the Web Girl, sticking with the country theme today, she went with Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue by Toby Keith. I worked in country radio at the time, and this song, whoa, you put this on, the crowd went crazy.
And we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
Yeah,
terrorist, take that. How you like me now? All right, so... the results, are they in?
The results are in. And I must say, I'm a little shocked, a little surprised. There was one clear-cut winner when I thought, with four great patriotic songs, that it would be a little more even. I'm gonna start off with second place, because for the third day in a row, I'm wearing the silver medal.
Aww.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
At least you get a medal.
Well, usually it's a participation trophy, but yeah,
true
something.
That.
In fourth place.
No! Why are you looking at me like that?
For the 10th day in a row. Mackenzie.
I'm going for always. If I'm not going to be first, I'll be last.
That's what Mackenzie's saying. You know what? If I'm not first, might as well be last.
I don't want to be in the middle.
In third place. With 18% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
It's okay. I mean, I love Chicken Fry with the Zac Brown Band. I thought it was a good choice. Not the best song out there. I could take an L on a 9/11. I could take that.
I feel like your little clip, though. I mean, it gave me chills. But
it is.
The clear-cut winner with 41% of the vote.
That's what you call a majority, people.
Liv the Web Girl.
Nice. But
this
again,
is a jam.
It's a jam, but we're all winners because we live in America, the best country in the world.
USA!
USA! USA! USA!
Yeah! USA! 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 your Song of the Day winner today, Live the Web Girl. We chose Most Patriotic Song in Remembrance of September 11th, and that was Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. So good choice there, and thank you for the votes. I think we have an all-time record of the amount of votes that we got today. So thank you for texting in Song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. And we've been getting a lot of good things, too. I want to thank you for all the DMs. Please keep them coming of song ideas. What do you guys think about this real quick before we get into what we're into? What if we had a listener be one of the people that has a song? Like, we have a category, and then, like, Susie calls in, and Susie has a song representing all of the listeners.
Yeah.
You think it's a good idea?
Of course. Right.
If you're listening right now, would you actually call in and do that? DM us, Radio Now AM Show. Maybe we could set something up. That's Radio Now AM Show. Like, hey, I'd like to be on that. Maybe we could do that tomorrow or Friday. Just an idea. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't.
Maybe the listener every day could have just always replaced me, since I'm usually the winner anyway, you know, to make it more fair for
everyone.
Go
on vacation again. Get out of here.
It was a nice little treat, although I didn't win that much when he was gone anyway, but...
Don't worry. If you're a listener, you have a better chance of winning than Mackenzie.
That's right.
Time for what we're into.
I'm into it. I like it. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
All right, I do not get paid for this, but I'm going to sure as heck try to work my radio power to make it an endorsement. Something that my wife's been ordering, and I hate spending money, but it actually is a pretty good thing. It's called HelloFresh. And I know there's other things like Blue Apron, but I've never had any of that, where they deliver food to your house. They have all the ingredients picked out, and they give you pretty much dummy-proof instructions of how to make a meal.
I love it. I get the little flyers all the time, never actually have tried it.
And I don't know how much it costs, so that's why I guess I haven't complained yet, because I'm the cheapest guy in the world. But here's what they say on their website, because I made a meal last night. Easy to follow recipes with clear nutritional info, high quality ingredients. They say that they source them straight from the farm, which is good. You get the good stuff, the premium stuff, and they have different plans to choose from. They got meat and veggies, vegetarian, family friendly, and calorie smart.
Nice.
All right. If you could see the shaky thing in front of my face right now, you would know why I'm trying not to laugh. But I will put a swipe up link so you can check it out. But last night, I made these Korean like beef taco kind of a things, and I didn't screw it up. My wife so far has not called and said she had food poisoning, so I really like
it. So you made these, or were you and Lynn's in the kitchen?
No, I did this because she's always saying like, hey, I feel like you're not a partner. Like, I'm doing all the work. I have a long day. Then I have to cook. Can you at least help out? And that's a good point. So I tried to step up. She ordered this, and I made it. It said it took 30 minutes to make. Took me about an hour, but then again, I don't know how to chop or do anything, so I had to YouTube everything.
Do you think it's true people are like, hey, Kins, if you can read, you can cook? Because I don't really know. I can bake, and I love to bake sweet things, but I don't really. I'm scared. Here's the thing: I'm gonna poison someone if I don't have the chicken
that's
done all
too.
The way, or the salmon. I don't know. I'm just scared.
That's why I don't even like to grill. I'm afraid it's gonna be raw, and you're gonna be like, "Hey, that's how I died." Thanks, Joe. So that's what I'm into.
I'm into that. I will try HelloFresh.
What are you into, Mackenzie?
Well, I'm into something that we're all now our show is addicted to. I'm gonna crack one open right here.
Oh, a nice cold beer. Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that commercial-esque? Okay, so I'm addicted to Bang now. The energy drink.
Bang, not banging.
Yes. Well, okay. That's for another time. Bang, the energy drink. I'm going to try Froze Rosé for the first time. So actually, Liv was like, girl, you got to try Bang. I have this huge straw.
It's spilling.
It's okay.
Well,
okay,
I'm going to spill on your computer. Being a producer here.
OMG. It's so good. Okay, I love this. My new favorite flavor, Froze Rosé.
Did you just slur? I think there's alcohol in it.
One, I'm kind of upset because I see you drinking one and I see Joe drinking one, and no one decided to bring me your pork chop.
Anyway. I didn't get one. This was left over in my fridge. I'll get us all bags
tomorrow.
I'm just kidding. But this is an energy drink.
Nice slide, because now she'll pay for it.
Hey, I don't know honestly all what's in here, so I don't want to recommend these.
I will let you know. So they are filled with amino acids, and that's kind of what's caffeinating you. That's kind of a natural caffeinated thing.
So
amino acids are good for you. So it's not filled with sugar. It's zero calorie. It's not going to give you that major crash that regular energy drinks do give you.
Now, yes. Do they have nice acids? Because I don't want to be amino. I want to be a niceo.
So anyway, I'm into Bangs now, and our whole show is it. Actually, Joe, they make him so happy.
They do. All you got to do is give me a Bang every day, Mackenzie, and I'll be a nicer person.
So awkward.
What? What?
Okay.
What?
So pork chop, what do you do?
Mine's probably just more awkward.
What?
Oh, yeah, his is worse.
Oh, should we go to Liv first?
Yeah, let's go to Liv first.
Crickets.
Yeah, okay, so we'll stay on the healthy train, and I'll tell you what I'm into. So I'm into these Scout protein bars and Ooh. Scout snack bars, and they're really good because they are all plant-based, they are totally organic, they are dairy-free, soy-free, and gluten-free. And now here's the thing. A lot of protein bars on the market will say that they're organic and that they only have like 5 ingredients, but if you flip open kind of the tab to look where the ingredients list is, you'll see there's way more ingredients than just those 5 ingredients. But these Scout bars truly are organic, plant-based, have very minimal ingredients.
What's
they're
your favorite,
so good for
like,
you
flavor?
So my Mark. Favorite is the salted chocolate.
Okay, I'm gonna give those a whirl.
And finally, pork chop, the anticipated what we're into.
What are you
day.
Into, Chops?
Well, mine's just really quick. As you know, I was previously in a relationship for 7 years, because that's a long time.
7 long years.
So now that I'm out of a relationship, I've downloaded an app called...
so many things are running through my mind.
It's for guys that want to meet other guys. It's called Grindr.
Grinding.
Yes. Thanks, Joe. So I guess you could just say that's what I'm into. So you know.
Can you pull it up really quick? Can I take a peek?
Oh my gosh!
I just want to know what it looks like.
It's weird.
The app is scary looking.
It shows you like the closest guy to you. It'll be like 100 feet away, and it's like, no, get away from me.
It's like, wait, he's right behind you.
So you click on one of their pictures, their profile pics, and then you're just like, hey, let's meet up.
Is it like swipe right or swipe left?
No, you can actually see everyone that's close to you.
This takes me out. It's like a murder page. Eh,
it's not like Tinder where you have to match. You can just like message whoever you want.
All right. That's what we're into this week here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
Ooh, one of the Kardashian girls is going bald. Plus, he went from American Idol to driving an Uber, now to the Family Feud.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, Kylie Jenner posing nude for Playboy with Travis Scott for the magazine's Pleasure issue. That's right, Kylie landed the cover and she stripped down with her boyfriend, Travis Scott, by her side. She's showing her full derriere, if you will. And she's just given us a sneak peek on social media on Insta saying, when Houston meets LA, Playboy, hashtag coming soon. What do you guys think about that? Are you tired of seeing the Kardashians scantily clad? Are you into it?
I guess I like it.
I love them.
I think it's sweet that she's with her man. I mean, that's cool. That's a different twist for Playboy, right?
Very, very different having a dude in there. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of their family, Kourtney is apparently going bald. Kourtney Kardashian, and she says she's pretty sure it has to do with getting older.
I do think that turning 40, like it almost makes you analyze like where you're at in your life and just like really, it's just giving me anxiety.
Okay, so Kourtney, it's hard to believe that she's 40.
No kidding. I thought she's like 30-something.
Right? She explains that she noticed, Kim spotted her hair loss, and she's blaming it on a very high, tight ponytail because that can kind of rip your hair out sometimes. She's not sure, but she just went to the family's go-to man, Dr. Diamond, and she's getting platelet-rich plasma actually spun and shot into the place in her head to help her hair grow back.
How much does that cost?
I'm sure a lot.
Would you guys want to start a GoFundMe for pork chop?
Huh?
We could do that. Do you want to try having plasma shot in your head, like where you're just balding up top there?
Castor oil. That's what I need.
Okay. We'll get back
we'll
to that.
We'll get a castor oil GoFundMe started.
We'll get back to that. You could also just do the spray. As we talked about. Well, actor Ed Helms, I love him so much. He was talking to Jimmy Fallon about the noises he makes while sleeping.
I moan, apparently.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
I've never heard it, but apparently I make a sound, and it coincides. I know that it coincides with nightmares. I make a sound that my wife describes as...
That would be
so
scary.
Funny. Ed Helms, of course, from like the Hangover movies, Vacation, The Office. Do you make noises when you sleep? Or do you have sleep apnea?
I have it... I have very, very low levels, but yes, I have a CPAP, but barely like one time an hour I have an episode. But I don't think I do that. I think I just go...
I'm not like.
It's gonna be weird. I feel like if I sleep like next to someone again, because now I'm used to. I don't make noise. I'm used to total silence.
I'm always afraid my wife's gonna kink the cord. Like, you know what? I've had it with this guy. Yep, no more snoring.
Oh, Linz, time will tell. Well, former American Idol host, do you remember it was Ryan and Brian? So Ryan Seacrest, and do you guys remember Brian Dunkelman?
Barely.
So a lot of people think that I made the biggest mistake in the history of television. I don't agree. I think I might have made the biggest mistake in history. Trading Babe Ruth, attacking Rush in the winter, and Dunkelman. At least I'm in good company.
He walked away from American Idol, which obviously went on to huge success. He announced, okay, he has a new gig finally. He's been doing stand-up and driving an Uber and getting a lot of heat and shame, which is terrible from people. But now he's joining the Family Feud Live Celebrity Edition this fall as an announcer. So he's got himself a new gig. Not quite American Idol.
Where's that Seacrest money at?
Exactly.
Mackenzie with the garbage this morning on Radio Now. If my wife, Lindsay, would have asked me this before we got married, like to do this, I would have said, oh, that's what you want to do? Well, go marry somebody else.
Oh, dang, Joe.
833-563-2539. The reason I bring this up is because I can't believe that people think this is okay to do and that they actually do it. I'm talking about having your ex at your wedding, at your big day. Even if you have kids with somebody, why does your ex need to be there?
Well, a lot of people are friends with their exes. No, you're not.
You don't have that person that each person was hooking up with at your wedding day. I don't care how good of friends you are. Am I wrong about this?
I mean, the one circumstance I think it might be different, maybe, because I'm thinking of J-Lo and A-Rod talked about having exes at their wedding. Like, Mark Anthony will probably be there because she has kids with him.
Okay.
And they're friends.
If Mark Anthony's performing a song, yes, he should be in attendance. But if not, they're rich. They can have people watch the kids. You do not need your significant other. Let me ask you this, Mackenzie. If you ever do get remarried one day, is your ex going to be at your wedding?
No.
Okay. And that doesn't mean you and that doesn't mean you're a terrible person, but yeah, why would he be there?
I think that'd be super awkward.
Also, why would the ex want to be there? Tell me that. Why would the ex want to be involved?
Let me ask you this, too. When guys are like, okay, there's a difference. Like, I understand when guys have friend girls or girls that are friends. I get that. But I feel like there's a difference if it's an ex or a friend that they've hooked up with.
Yeah, it's different.
Like, I need to be in a head. Like, if I'm in a relationship with someone, you're like, oh, this is my friend, Emily, and this is my friend. I want to know, have you, like, slept with this person in the past?
Have you been in the danger zone?
Yeah, exactly. That's different than, like, oh, hey, we're childhood, you know, kid buddies, just whatever. There's a difference.
And even if they didn't hook up, they probably wanted to.
You think?
Of course. Every guy, like, with a girl wants to hook up.
It's the old when Harry met Sally. Like, back in the day, can guys and girls just be friends?
And the answer to that is a big N-O.
You say no?
No. 833-563-2539. You're acting like you're shocked. This is common knowledge.
I feel like my ex Chase and his mom will be at my wedding. And I feel like I would be at his.
I do not. It depends if he's jealous of who you marry.
Would you want your ex at your wedding?
You would be marrying, but
I don't necessarily want him at my wedding, and I don't necessarily want to be at his wedding, but I just feel like, I mean, I'm still good friends with this family, and I just feel they'd
seriously
be there.
It's your wedding day. Don't be guilted into having anyone there that you really don't want there.
Jasmine, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. Does this make sense to you? Would somebody actually invite their exes to a wedding?
I'm not the one to ask, but actually when my husband and I got married, his baby's mom's, I'm his fourth. He has four kids, and they came to my wedding. They actually came to my bachelorette party with me, like, we hang out on a daily basis. I mean, it's not weird at all.
Yes, it is, Jasmine. That is weird as hell.
Because you're Eskimo sisters.
I mean, we get along for the kids, but I mean, we're all fine and, you know, get along together.
I think it's great you get along, and I'm not saying you shouldn't get along.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But didn't it feel weird being there on that day with those exes?
No, I mean, she went out with me. They went out with me for my bachelorette party. So,
did you, like, compare notes about your ex?
No, I mean, it's, you know, everybody's moved on, so, you know, other people have significant others now, so it's not weird at all to have them there.
All right. That's insane.
I think it's weird, though, if someone wanted to be the one at the aisle with you and they never made it there. And then they're at the wedding. Like, it's one thing, like, because she's kind of like, I've been there, done that. Like, she's already married him, whatever. She doesn't want it. So who cares? But I feel like if you dated someone, like in Porkchop's case, like, he thought he was going to marry Chase. And now he's not. And so if he's up there with somebody else, would Chase want to see that?
I don't think so. And I mean, what if Chase is like, I object to this?
I've always wanted to go to a wedding where someone stood up and said, I object.
Live the Web girl. Come on. Please tell me that you at least think this is insane.
No, I actually like want my ex in my wedding party somehow.
In your wedding party?
In your wedding party?
Yeah, like, I either want him to be one of my, like, whoever I'm marrying, like groomsmen or like.
Wait, whoever you're marrying? Like, daddy or not?
Jewel Daddy's on the hold, like, wait a minute.
Daddy, if I'm marrying Jewel Daddy, but hey, there's no ring on my finger, so. But either, like, one of his groom men, like, at the end, or, like, an usher or something like that. Because my ex is, like, one of my best friends. And he has been ever since I was, like, 14. He's, like, one of the oldest friends I have.
How do you think your current guy, Jewel Daddy, if you guys were getting married, would feel about this dude being part? It'd be one of his bros? No way!
If it is Jewel Daddy, or if it was Jewel Daddy, he would literally freak out, say, absolutely not. The only hope I have is of him being, like, one of the guys that pans out one of the programs when you walk in.
All right, let's go to line number two this morning. Is Adriana, hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you want to say?
I would not allow my ex to be at the wedding. I would not want him there because can you imagine all the crap that would be started?
Oh, yeah, you have a couple of drinks, a cocktail, a beer, and then it's like, she wanted me, not you.
I mean, and it's all about a fresh relationship, right?
That's exactly my point.
But what if it didn't end bad, and what if you're still, like, just friends? Like, there was no bad ending.
Well, why? I mean, everything ends.
Yeah, why would
reason.
You end then if you're friends? Yeah. That makes no sense, Porkchop.
And also, you're not friends with your ex, Porkchop.
No. Just
yeah, you're enemies.
Just because I don't want to be with him anymore doesn't mean we're not friends. Like, I know I'm done.
You are
I'm
not
over it.
Friends with your ex.
Okay.
Stop it.
So maybe
right
I'm
now.
A little salty that we had a 7-year bad relationship, but I mean, like, I.
Just
I
7
know.
Years of my life, almost a decade.
Eh, whatever. Maybe you're right. Okay, screw it.
He totally gave up.
All right, 833-563-2539. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Sam Kari.
Okay, and you actually have a story about an ex at a wedding. What happened?
Yeah, I had my ex at my wedding with my second husband, and he ended up going out in the parking lot with one of the bridesmaids, having sex with her in the parking lot.
What?
Yeah, and I found this out later, of course, when my son was sleeping at her house on the freaking floor. Anyway, besides that, then he had sex with her. He broke up their marriage, ended up marrying her.
Are they still together to this day?
Not to this day.
Wow, okay.
Boom, boom with the bridesmaids.
With the next lady. Yes, ma'am.
So in general, would you say exes are not allowed at the wedding?
You know, I really can't say. It just depends on the person, but I had no idea that you would do that to me.
Wow. So sorry to hear, but thank you for calling and sharing.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. I want to put this up on Facebook, so give us a few minutes. We'll throw this up. Search for Radio Now 100.9 in Indy or Radio Now 92.1 in Houston, because this is something I think is going to be divided. And I love how we finally convinced Porkchop to realize, no, his ex will not be at his wedding.
I think absolutely not, Chops. What's your final?
Well, okay. I don't know. I mean, you were great.
What about his Aunt Rhonda and his mom, Heather?
Like, okay, they can come. Yeah. You're still close to them. That okay. does yes. not mean your ex needs to come. And okay. you have, like, a weird denial, but you and your ex are not friends.
Yeah, the furry can come. The furry. The furry can be at the
in
wedding.
The furry suit. Yes.
Yes, that's allowed. All right, Mackenzie, coming up next, the box of shame. Don't go anywhere. Good morning. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop. And it is time for Box of Shame.
No. Porkchop, are you so happy that I'm here now?
I am so happy. Like, I think you're the new me now.
You are. Congratulations on your life going downhill.
Terrible. Thank you. Okay, so this is the second week in a row, not only that I have to do the Box of Shame, but I rolled a 1.
Yeah, you're like, all that's right. The worst thing. So now you have to face the Box of Shame. Last week, your punishment was clothespin face, where you had to put all these clothespins like all over your face. You can actually see the photo on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show, and we're live actually on Instagram.
Yes, we are. Okay.
I'm nervous for you.
There's so many things it could be. I was looking through all the things. It was like permanent marker face, some other crazy stuff.
Well, like tic-tac-toe. We want to do tic-tac-toe.
Wear my underwear on the outside all day.
What if you had like a video shoot today and you have to have your underwear out there?
How awkward would that be? That'd be hilarious.
Hi, Mackenzie for Andy Moore, where we have more underwear than anyone.
You get more. All right. Are you ready? I'm totally down to do this. I'm used to it now.
All right. Open it up and don't look.
Okay. All right. I have the box of shame. I'm like shuffling them all around.
Come on. Something good. Something good.
Oh, I'm scared.
Nothing boring. Okay. There's some boring ones in there.
It says breakfast breakup.
Oh, yes. Yes.
What does that mean?
I just added that one in there yesterday. This is great.
What does it mean?
You have to immediately actually leave so you guys can do this live on Instagram. You need to leave.
Wait, who?
All of you need to go. Here it is. Let me explain it. Mackenzie, you are going to head out with Pork Chop and Live the Web Girl. Pork Chop is going to be your boyfriend. You are going to break up with him while at breakfast at a restaurant. So you don't actually have to order food. Go there. Just get seated. Maybe get a water so you don't have to pay for it. And then you have to have a very awkward breakup with him. Liv, I want you to go there. You're going to be live on Instagram, and we'll have your phone on speakerphone so I can hear what's going down.
You've literally got to be kidding
me. Where should we go?
I don't know. I'll figure that out. We'll just Google the nearest breakfast place. I think there's a pancake place right down the road, actually.
Okay.
So we are going
to go right now.
All right. We will do the breakfast breakup. What's wrong?
I've got stuff to do. I can't leave the show.
I've got my purse, my keys. Let's go.
All right, go. All right, cool. Live on Instagram. Follow him right now. Radio Now AM Show. This is going to be so awesome. Oh, my gosh, guys. We're checking in live right now. It is Dare Dice. The loser was Mackenzie. She now has to pay off her bet. And her boyfriend, producer Pork Chop, are live at breakfast for the breakfast breakup. Pork Chop, are you there? Pork Chop.
I don't understand.
You don't want to be a priority, though. That's a problem.
You're my number one priority.
No, I'm not. You just sat here and you've been looking at your phone the entire time.
You're literally psycho. Like, everything's fine.
What did you just say?
We were fine a minute ago.
Why do you always do this to me?
Oh my god, this is so awkward.
Okay, whatever. And then what's gonna
happen? We're live on Instagram Radio now, waking up with Pork Chop, her boyfriend.
I don't want anything from you. Ever again!
People are looking, it's so awkward.
Are you cheating on me?
Where are you going?
Tell me.
No, I don't cheat.
I've been looking through your phone. Have you been cheating on me?
No, I did not
cheat. Tell me the truth.
I did not cheat on
you. Tell me the truth.
I didn't cheat.
No.
Shh.
No, I
Oh my god, this is so awkward.
I'm so sick of you!
Oh my god, she just threw water on him. People are looking. Pork Chop is like not knowing what to do. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Mackenzie, are you?
I'm in our getaway car and it's black. Everyone is running out.
Mackenzie! How awkward was that? Oh my gosh, that is the most awkward thing I've seen.
That was so intense.
Oh my god, did you guys leave Pork Chop behind? Did you leave your ex?
No, he just jumped in the car and everyone's all the people are starting to
run. Oh my god, this is insane. All right, get back here, guys. I want to hear more about how that actually went down. That was one of my favorite things we've ever done. That was the breakfast breakup. Way to go, guys. That was awesome. Oh, it's so good to have you back. But Pork Chop, how you doing, man? How's it feel to be broken up with?
Well, why are you asking me? It was Mackenzie's punishment. Ask her how it was
to do it. I owe Pork Chop breakfast for being my stand-in boyfriend. That was so intense and awkward. The whole place, this one older gentleman had just walked in. The manager was staring at us. And then I just had to juice it up real quick and run out. And the funniest part was I was trying to get in the getaway car. And I was like, it was locked. And I was trying to run out of there. And then these two came running. That was crazy.
Covered in water.
Wow.
I threw the water at him, and we feel so badly. We're going to go back and leave that waitress a tip for sure because we felt bad that we spilled water.
Okay,
right?
Why don't we'll go back. As soon as we get done with this, maybe one of you go because we need some people here, but that's a good idea because I don't want it to be a bad thing.
No.
We should have thought about that and just left money on the table, but it's all good though.
We'll go back and leave a tip for letting us do that, but it was a packed house up in there. There was a lot of people.
Does Pork Chop, do you feel like you still lost?
Yes.
Well, hey, thanks for being a team player, because everybody, I think we had like 500 or 600 people on Instagram loved
yeah.
it live.
Thank you for watching. We walked in arm in arm like, hey, babe. And I love pork chops so much. I had to like get in another persona because it was hard for me to even be mean to him or not smile at him.
I couldn't imagine. Like, yeah, like I heard something like, you cheated on me. I'm like, yeah, right. Who would cheat on Mackenzie? Sorry, I knew this was fake. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Still waiting on the whole show to get back. We just did our Dare Dice, Box of Shame, Punishment. Mackenzie had to do the breakfast breakup. Let's see if they're still live on Instagram real quick.
Set the mood perfectly.
Oh my gosh. I feel so bad for making a mess.
Wow, someone said our favorite spot. Yeah, that place is actually really good.
We'll go back and make it right. Don't worry.
Yeah, so they had something where Mackenzie broke up with Pork Chop. She threw water on him. We're live right now on Instagram, but it'll be a replay later if you want to check it out in the next 24 hours. But she threw water on him. She broke up with him, and I guess they're going to go back there to leave a tip because they felt really bad about that. So, wow. If you have any suggestions, kind of crazy things like that to do as a punishment for the Box of Shame and for Dare Dice, please DM us. It's Radio Now AM Show. If you're listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9, coming up in about 5 minutes, we'll have your chance to win Jonas Brothers tickets. After that, we'll be getting into the garbage with Mackenzie. Hopefully, she'll be back from that breakup with Pork Chop. But right now, Joe's journey. I am so excited. First of all, I thank you for always supporting me. If you listen to the show, please know that we try to get back to every single message that we get from you, all the phone calls, everything. It's Radio Now AM Show. If you want to follow my social media, it's Joe Pesh Radio as far as the fitness part of it. I'd love to connect with you and inspire you, and you inspire me. But I'm excited. There's a place in Indianapolis, Indiana, and they have two locations. They're called Eat the Frog Fitness. They're one location in downtown Indy. It's new. It's at 530 Mass Ave. And then the one in Carmel, it is 1275 North Pennsylvania Street, Suite 120 in Carmel. And they have heard about my journey, and they've been listening to the show, and they're like, dude, you know what? I know you tried a lot of things. Why don't you give Eat the Frog Fitness a try? And they kind of take that from the Mark Twain quote, talk about, listen, if you swallow a live frog in the morning, that'll be the hardest thing you do for the day. So pretty much saying, look, you get the workout in, the rest of the day is set. You just got to get over that and do it. So, they've been really cool. I've checked it out, and I actually had my first workout last week, and boy, oh boy, did it kick my butt. Now, here's the problem. I did not eat enough food beforehand, so I got a little lightheaded. But the cool thing is it's at your own pace, so you can go hardcore. Or if you're a guy like me and you're starting out and you're 400 pounds, they helped me out so much, and that's what I appreciate. They weren't like, come on, Joe, you can do it. And then like I pass out on the floor like, okay, let's change this up so you can do it. And then when we changed it up, I was doing my own workout, like a different, like, what's the word, like switch up, changing it, modification, and it really worked out. And I'll tell you what, I've talked about this on air before, maybe you know this, but way too young, but I had my hip replaced like a year and a half ago, so I've had a lot of problems since I was a kid with my hips. And doing the rowing, I thought, what a waste. I don't know why I didn't think it was that big of a workout. I have never felt a workout. One of the stations is where you're rowing. I was sweating my butt off. Dan had to keep on throwing me some Green Frog Eat the Frog Fitness towels that they had there just to soak up all my sweat. But the next day, my whole back was so, like, just, I've never felt a workout like that before. My hips and my thighs, like, ladies, you want to get things going? That was amazing. But then the bike was really good. That was easy on my hip. And they have all these different stations you rotate. And I liked it because they offer small group classes there. So it's people supporting you and having your back. And at least for me, I don't know how it is with you when it comes to working out, but that's what I like. I like having people there to motivate me. And they're not like a drill sergeant, like, come on, Joe, do it. Because even though I'm a big guy, that gets intimidating. But they were there helping me out. And I'm really excited about how this is going to go. Now, I actually don't have a weight today because I want to start with them and see what the weight they have me at. I'm going to do an evaluation, an assessment. And they do that with every person that's new there at Eat the Frog Fitness. They do an assessment to see where you're starting from. And then every 8 weeks, they measure your growth by completing the ETF Fit Test. This reassesses your growth and reveals like where you're at and what's the best thing. Also, one other thing I like about Eat the Frog Fitness, if you want to check them out, is tell them that Joe from Radio Now sent you. They've got live and virtual 24 access. So I don't know if I'll get up at 3 in the morning. Like I hate getting up at 3:30 as it is. But if I wanted to go work out before I went into work, just scan my little card. I can go right in there. And you can do it with a class or you can do a virtual trainer, which some people really prefer to do that. You can. And they offer different sessions too. I actually don't even remember what session I did because I was so late last week. But they have strength, They have cardio, and they have flex core, which is something, even though I'm a big guy, I need to work on my core because I've had that back issues before. So I'm really excited to work with Dan and everybody at Eat the Frog Fitness, and also Daniel. He owns the location up in Carmel. And if you want to check it out, if you're in the Indy area, they have their grand opening officially on Mass Ave, 530 Mass Ave for Eat the Frog Fitness. It's going on this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. So I'd love for you to come on out there. We'll put a swipe up link too on our Instagram, Radio Now AM show. But I just wanted to tell you guys that I appreciate all your support. I appreciate Eat the Frog Fitness. They're saying, Joe, why don't you give us a try? So that's what we're going to be doing. And I'm excited to see where I'm going to be 8 weeks from now and even going forward to that. But it gives me a good destination heading up to my birthday, something to aim for and to shoot for. So that's Joe's Journey update this week here on Radio Now. All right, let's get into it. We got so many people that want to win these Joe Bro tickets. Woo! We got everybody on hold. Pork Chop, give me a number between 1 and 5, and I will pick a person to play the game.
2.
Oh, 2. Ooh. Well, I thought you'd go with 3 because there's 3 Jonas Brothers. All right, let's see who's on line 2. This is Michelle. Hey,
yes.
Good morning, Michelle. Are you ready
good
to try
morning,
to win?
Guys.
Hey, girl, hey.
You want to try to win those Joe Bro tickets?
Yes, I've called like 100 billion times. I've used like 3 different phones. Like, I'm ready.
All right. Well, you sound like a stalker. Okay. No, you sound like somebody that really wants to win. All right. Well, hopefully you win. If not, everybody else that's on hold, hang on, because they might have a shot to do so. And today's game, we're calling it Backwards Bros. We're going to play a Jonas Brothers song backwards. You have to correctly get 3 out of 5 right. You tell us what it is, okay? And we'll play it correct in the forward version. So I hope you got yourself a good ear today because I really would love for you to win these Joe Bro tickets.
Do I have to guess the song?
Yep.
Or do I have to say the lyrics?
No, just the song. Just the song.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to play it right now. Listen, and then I'll ask you what the song is, but here it is in reverse. Oh, that's a tough one.
I got it.
I think that's not too bad.
All right. Do you know what that is, Michelle?
Ooh. Can I listen to it again? Is that part of the rules?
I didn't say it wasn't. I'll let you hear one song 2 times, okay? Because I don't have all day to give these away. Here we go.
Okay, I think I got it.
All right, what is that?
Cool?
Yes!
Woo! All right, 1 down, 2 more to go for those Joe Bro tickets and meet and greets. Here's your next one. I can't play it again twice, so you're going to have to listen close to this one. Here you go. What song is that Joe Bro song?
Oh, it's Only Human?
That is correct. Way to go. Do you realize you're 1 song away from winning these Jonas Brother tickets? You what?
I have so much anxiety right now.
No, girl, you got this.
All right, well, anxiety is a good thing. I don't think I'd feel bad about that because this is a big thing. You should have anxiety because you got a chance to win a really cool prize. All right, let's put the pressure on you. Listen to this Jonas Brothers song to try to win. Oh, I don't know what that is. You say SOS, this could win you Jonas Brothers tickets. Let's see if it is. Yeah! Way to go, Michelle! Congratulations.
Yes.
You just won yourself Jonas Brothers tickets, meet and greet passes, and you're now qualified for the grand prize. You get to fly away and see them in a secret location. Some say it's Pork Chop's apartment with his cats. We don't know. But way to go.
Yay!
You're welcome. I love when we get to talk about people's relationships on the show, and it's not mine that I have to go to therapy for. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you at 833-563-2539. We're talking love languages today, and I got someone's man, which, well, that could be Liv, Pork Chop, McKenzie, not me. I got a woman. I guess they're apparently not speaking their love language. Who is this? Speak up.
I think refusing to is kind of the better wordage here, verbiage.
All right, Liv, what's going on with you and Jewel Daddy?
Okay, so Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, my beloved boy in my life, man, he refuses to speak my love language. And I think that he just doesn't really understand love languages or gets it. So my love language is words of affirmation and also physical contact. But I love when someone tells me like, oh my gosh, you look so beautiful, or like, wow, like you are so smart, you're so funny, or I just love you so much. Like, I just love hearing that.
Right.
Because that's just the way that I speak love to people. And I tell people that all the time. Like, I'm constantly telling him, like, you're so handsome. Like, oh my gosh, you're so smart. I love how much of a hard worker you are.
Yes.
But those things don't mean anything to him. And so when I tell him, like, hey, like, you know, you need to tell me these things. And he was like, what? You think I'm going to date an ugly girl? Like, obviously, I think you're pretty. And he was like, what, you think I'm going to date an idiot? Like, no, obviously I'm going to date someone who's really smart. And he's like, I'm constantly asking you what certain words mean. Like, obviously I think you are smart. And like, obviously I think you're funny, or else I wouldn't be dating you. So he just thinks that I should just assume that he thinks all of these things. And I'm like, well, I know you think them, but I just want to hear them. He's like, if you know that I think these things, why do you need to tell? Why do you need me to tell you? That sounds crazy and idiotic. But I'm like, it's my love language.
Yes,
and
well, words like affirmation.
Exactly. And he's like, love languages just like aren't a thing.
Okay, so there's five love languages. Let's say what they are. So words of affirmation. What else do we have? Acts of service.
Physical touch.
Receiving gifts. Quality time.
Now, here's the thing. I want to go back. Jewel Daddy's saying it's obvious, but it's not true. I don't know if women do this, if there's a really hot guy, but plenty of men will date one of the dumbest people in the world just because they're hot.
That gets so old, though. I mean,
of course it does.
Like, connect with someone and, like, you know, they can't make you laugh. That's going to be, I mean, pretty face goes so far.
Yeah, but I'm saying that is a possibility. So his argument's not, just so you know, Jewel Daddy, that's not the greatest argument. You have to realize what you're saying.
Right. And see, that's what, and he's like, you should know, like, I love you so much. Like, obviously, we've been together. We're with each other all the time. We talk about the future. Like, you should just know these things. Like, why do I have to, like, remind you of them? You should just know that I think all of these things. And I'm like, well, here's the thing. Yours is acts of service. And he's like, yeah, because who doesn't mind and who doesn't like getting something done for them? So, like, if I bring him a Gatorade, or if I unload the dishwasher for him, or if I cook dinner for him, like, I do these things because I know that he likes acts of service. And, but he's still like, you should know that, like, I love you and I think you're pretty and all of these things. Like, if you want to do nice things for me, like, that's great. Like, I do nice things for you, and he does do nice things for me, but I still want to hear that he thinks I'm pretty and smart.
833-563-2539. Does anybody else agree with what Liv's saying? Or do you think kind of on Jewel Daddy's side, it's like, why do I have to tell you this? You know I love you. You know I think you're smart. You know I think you're beautiful. I shouldn't have to constantly tell you that. Mackenzie, for you, when you're in a relationship, do you, similar to Liv, need people to tell you or give you that love language, whatever it might be, all the time? Or do you just know that that's how they feel?
No, of course. I want all of those things. For me, the number one thing, consistency is so sexy. Consistency is sexy. So the thing is, like, if you say you're going to do something, do it. Of course. I don't like people that are lazy. It's like you're building a castle together, your relationship. So, like, put in the work or don't waste my time.
Okay.
Oh, maybe I need to say that to Jewel Daddy.
I mean, that's what you get to a point where you're just like, I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to play games. Like, I want to find a real connection. And you can have a connection with someone, but if they're not invested as much as meeting you as much as you're invested in it, then it's a waste of everyone's time.
Right. And I was going to say, like, here's the thing, too. It's not like he's a bad boyfriend, because he does do stuff for me all, like, constantly is doing things for me. But it's just that, like, and I see that and I appreciate that and I love that about him. But it's just like the icing on top of the cake, the little cherry is, you know, hearing things like, he thinks I'm so funny. He can't imagine a world without me.
And you're okay, expressing but these that's what aren't you true. Need.
Yeah, exactly.
You're saying, hey, that's what I need in this. So give it to me. And you're you're communicating well and saying this is what I need. So I think it's great.
All right. I think somebody might actually believe into this hooey fooey. Let's talk to Caitlin. Caitlin, do you and your significant other believe what Liv believes?
Oh, 100%.
Now, do you mean that like you believe it and you're trying to make your husband believe it or what?
No, we both have read it, like read the whole book. We give it out to every couple that we go to their wedding. And every couple that we have done that for, they like thank us so much because it's like completely changed how they communicate together. And I'm almost tied for acts of service and quality time. And so, and then he's words of affirmation and physical touch almost
That's
tied.
Me.
And so
I feel like I'm all of the above. Can you be every love language? I don't know.
Well, now you're just being selfish.
That's what the book says. Everybody has like a touch of each one, but there's like your primary one, or some people are like a little bit tied. But like I was kind of the same way. I was like, why? Like, I'm not a big gift giver. And he was like giving me gifts. Like, I don't really care about it. It's nice. But I'm like, I would feel more loved if you like helped me with the laundry or like spent the night like watching a movie or something.
Right.
All right. There we go.
See, Jewel Daddy, I hope you're listening right now.
Well, I wonder if his love language getting chastised on the radio. Hannah, we'll wrap it up with you. What about you and your significant other?
Well, my boyfriend tells me that I'm beautiful and smart and funny all the time, and it almost loses its meaning.
That's what he says.
It's like, I know that he thinks I'm beautiful, and I know that he thinks I'm smart, but it means so much more when, you know, he says something like Mackenzie just said a little while ago, like, you know, I can't imagine you, my life without you in it, you know, just if he says something that's, you know, from the heart other than just like, oh, I love you, I think you're smart. Then, like, that's what really means something or does things for me. Because you can just say, I love you, I think you're pretty. But, you know,
you
where's the
that.
Action? Where's the love?
Words of affirmation are actually the most popular primary love language, by the way. Mm. So.
See? Exactly. I'm not crazy. And he says, like, when I call him, like, oh, my gosh, you're so handsome, you're so cute, blah, blah. He's like, it kind of loses its meaning when you tell me all the time. And I'm like, you're insane. What? I think he's handsome. I think he's cute. He should take that as a compliment.
He should love that.
All right. Well, hey, I'm glad you called Jewel Daddy out. I hope that actually helps your relationship and repair it. And I hope things go for the better. The love language book is pretty good, though. When I actually do my wife's love language, I find that our relationship dramatically improves.
What's her love language?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I forget it. I always forget it. I think
when I do her love language, it dramatically improves.
I have no idea what it is.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I think she likes to be physically touched. At least I know I do. Hey, good morning. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you. And in just one second, we're going to have a minute of silence in remembrance of when Flight 11 crashed into the World Trade Center number 1. That happened at 8:46 and 40 seconds, 7:46 and 40 seconds Central Time. So we want to do that. We want to have remembrance for that. And we definitely are going to want to hear from you, too. Where were you on 9/11? Because Pork Chop and Liv have some interesting stories. Because some people nowadays don't even know about actually, like, what happened and what's going on, which is crazy. You have a 9-year-old
right,
daughter, Mackenzie?
Right, Lucy, I think about that. You know, like, we learned about the world wars. They're going to learn, you know, they learn about 9/11 and the attacks.
Yeah, and if you want to join in that conversation, we really would love to talk to you. The number is 833-563-2539. Also, after our moment of silence, I got a really cool story about something about some of the firefighters, the children of these firefighters and first responders that passed away. So coming up in just one second, we'll do that. And also, we had a couple of requests from people if we would play Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA. And I think, yeah, like that would be a really good song to do that. So I want to get the calls to see if they're already coming in. 833-563-2539. On September 11th, 2001, 4 U.S. airliners were hijacked in a coordinated attack by Al-Qaeda against the U.S. They crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York, the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., in the area outside of Shanksville, Pennsylvania, killing 2,977 people. So at this time right here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, we'd like to take a moment of silence to honor the fallen. Thank you for that moment of silence. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. 833-563-2539. I want to hear from Pork Chop and Liv and everybody else, including you right now, about what you remember from September 11th. Where were you? We'll share those stories in 1 second. I wanted to share something that I thought was kind of inspiring, because you always got to find the good in things and in tough and in bad situations. And here's something really cool. Obviously, today we're remembering the people we lost on 9/11, including the first responders who ran into those buildings, knowing that they might not make it back out. And their legacy is still with us. This is the newest class of the New York City firefighters. They're set to graduate later this month. And 13 of them, guys, are children of firefighters who lost their lives as a result of 9/11. They're called legacy graduates, and it's the most in any one class that's ever been had. In addition to those 13, there is at least three more legacy grads who are children of other first responders who died on September 11th, 2001, including the son of a New York Police Department officer. The group of graduates also include two sets of siblings. One set is a brother and sister with two brothers who are already firefighters. So I think that is so cool, just continuing on that tradition, that legacy.
Absolutely. I just remember, I mean, as Mr. Rogers would always say, look for the helpers. And I just remember the vibe about, I mean, how we became even stronger as a nation, and people were just a little kinder. People were like letting people in traffic and you know, just around the world, but everyone who just flooded to New York to help, and all of our amazing firefighters and police officers. I was just like so impressed and proud to be an American.
We have got everybody calling in right now at 833-563-2539, and we're going to get to those calls. If you want to call right now and join and just tell us your memory right now, though, do you guys mind if I play that Lee Greenwood song, God Bless the USA?
Please do.
All right, let's play that real quick. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539, if you'd like to join in the conversation. USA! 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 Hey, guys, thank you so much for being a part of the show. And we got people, Carolyn, Joy, Laura, everybody else, 833-563-2539. We want to hear from you. Where were you on September 11th? It's weird. I want to hear Liv's story on the air, because Liv was so young when it happened. Her story is really interesting. So is Pork Chops. And Mackenzie, I don't even know yours. So we'll do that next here. If you want to be in the conversation, 833-563-2539. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, good morning, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv, the web girl, producer, Pork Chop. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and you can join in the conversation at 833-563-2539. Today is the 18th year since September 11th, 2001 happened, where we were attacked, and we were just wondering, because I think it's so interesting that kids are now 18. Like, they're adults, but they were born on this day 18 years ago. And then I, like, talked to people with the kids, like, Mackenzie, you got a 9-year-old. Does she even know about September 11th?
Of course she knows, but it's just interesting because, like, when we grew up, we learned about World War I, World War II. I mean, this
Vietnam,
to them,
yeah.
All the things. And this to them, they have to look, you know, look a textbook, especially. And it's great because we can give personal encounters of what we were doing and the feeling of the nation.
I'm curious what it says. I would like to, like, see the textbooks that the kids read.
Right.
I'm just curious to know. Like, you know.
Now, what about you, Pork Chop? Do you remember where you were on September 11th, 2001?
Most definitely. I was in eighth grade. And the weird thing is, remember how I was just home in New Jersey like last week?
Mm-hmm.
I went to my mom's church, and where we have like the dinner after church.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually my classroom in eighth grade. And I was where we had dinner. I was sitting in the same spot where I was. I was like, oh my gosh, Mom, I was sitting right here when I found out 18 years ago about the World Trade Center. But anyways, so I grew up 30 miles outside of New York City, so I'd say, you know, that's pretty close. And I was in my classroom, obviously it was right around this time in the morning, and there's the secretary that's always very sweet, very quiet. She does this weird knock on the door, then she peeks her head in, does a little peek. But this morning, 18 years ago, she bursted through the door. So instantly, I was like, oh man, like
something
terrible
happened.
Has happened.
Yeah.
So she whispered something to my teacher, and then he just looked terrible. And since we were in eighth grade, they let us go to the TVs to watch. And then that's when we saw the plane, or we saw the building on fire. And then we were actually watching live as the second plane hit, and we knew something was terribly wrong. And the weirdest thing is my principal, she was a stickler. Like, she was always so mean, just so serious, like mean mugging. But her husband worked in the World Trade Center. And to see her, like, distraught and crying. It was just so bizarre because she was always so mean. Thank God her husband did make it out alive. But just, you know, living so close to New York City, I remember we actually got out of school. They let us go early. They let us go home. They put us all in the gymnasium and the auditorium, and they just said, hey, you know, we were young, so we're letting you out of school, and your parents are coming to pick you up. And that's what my mom told me. And I lived over the flight path, like where the planes land. Mm-hmm. And every day you would see planes going over. And I remember looking up and thinking, man, like, it's creepy. Like, there's no planes in the sky. So.
Right.
Yeah, that was awkward. One thing you bring up about planes being grounded. Yeah, sometimes you don't even notice planes in the air. Then you're like, wait, where? Like, it's just weird. It's like even the birds weren't flying. It was just awkward.
And think about that. Like, next time you go through TSA and you're like, oh, this is so annoying. Take my shoes off to check my laptop. I mean, really think about why. Mm-hmm. It's a minor inconvenience.
Liv the Web Girl, how old were you? Because you're like the youngest on the show.
Yeah, so I was in first grade. And so when we were in school, no one told us what had happened. I don't remember anything weird, or I don't remember teachers crying. I just remember like just not knowing anything, just being totally oblivious to anything going on. No one told us anything. Cause, you know, like we were only 6 and 7 years old. I was only 6 at the time. And then I remember going on the school bus on my way home, and I had 3 older sisters who all were in that school when I was. The oldest was in 8th grade, and I remember all of the kids on my street were talking and going back and forth and saying, like, did you see it? Did you see it? Like, oh my gosh, there were some girls crying. People were like, what's going on? Like, and I was just so confused because there was just chaos. And I remember asking one of my big sisters, like, what's going on? Like, what's happening? And she was like, mom will tell you. And I was like, no, what's going on? I don't understand. And I remember her telling me kind of like, there were plane crashes today. Like, plane crashed into buildings in New York City. Like, it was a terrorist attack. And I was like, what's a terrorist attack? And they're like, they did it on purpose. They were trying to attack our country, like these planes flying into these buildings like this. And I just remember being like stunned and shocked and kind of confused and also scared that planes were going to come and attack where I live in Kentucky, because I didn't understand that, like, New York City is one of the biggest cities in the entire world. It's the biggest city in America. You know, I didn't understand that.
We didn't know what was next. Just real quick, the vision ingrained in my mind was, I remember all the news coverage, the media, obviously we're all glued to the TVs, but we were like, what, after the attacks, what are those things falling from the buildings?
Oh, yeah.
And I will never forget learning that those were human beings jumping, trying just to get, hoping, just rolling the dice, trying to escape, not knowing if they could get to the bottom, if they would make it.
Yeah, just absolutely insane, all that. 833-563-2539. Where were you on September 11th, Joy?
I was working at Redline.
Okay, and what do you remember about that day?
Well, I was pregnant with my son, who's 17 now. I remember we always had the radio playing, and my mom was actually working with us that day as well, and she came and said, there's been an attack. And I said, what do you mean? What kind of attack? And she said, there's been an attack on the Twin Towers in New York. She said, it's all over the radio. So I walked over and turned the radio up to where I could hear it real good, and I started getting real nauseated, sick to my stomach. And I was like, I've got to go up and see if the owners know what's going on. So I went to the front, and about the time I got to the front is when she actually had it on her TV in her office and watched the second tower get hit with a plane.
And if you remember the first one, they thought it was like a pilot lost control. They thought it was an accident.
Right.
No one knew what was happening at first.
Right. I had to go and sit down in the break room because it almost threw me into labor. It
I
made
could
me
only
that
imagine.
Sick and upset.
Now, with your 17-year-old child now, does he understand, like, what happened with 9/11?
Yes. I have a 13-year-old daughter, and she knows all about it as well. That, like you guys were saying earlier, that's something that they study in school now, you know, whereas we were studying the other wars, now there's this one that they talk about more.
That's so crazy to me, because I was in high school, and I was, I think, a freshman, and it's just it's crazy to think, like, that's in textbooks now, but it is.
Yes.
Did you get dismissed from school? Because I was the same. We didn't get dismissed from school.
No, I stayed in school for that.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, we all were just like, what's happening?
Hey, Joy, thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you.
Laura, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What was your experience on September 11th?
I was actually at that time living in Chicago, and I was driving by Midway Airport. And my daughter was starting to talk, and she's like, look, look, plane. And when I turned, I said, why are all the planes on the runway and people getting off? By the time I approached it to my parents' house, my dad mentioned that we were under attack, and me working in the city of Chicago, I was not allowed to go to work that day. But that's where I was at, driving by Midway Airport when everything was happening.
Yeah, because we didn't know what city would be next or what was planned.
Yeah, and Chicago's got a lot of big buildings similar to New York.
I was about maybe 5 miles from the Sears Tower, which is now the Wilson Tower, and my dad's like, you are not going to work. You are staying right here.
Yeah, I think I'd be the same way. Hey, thank you for calling us at 833-563-2539. Definitely a day to appreciate life, honor the fallen. Thanks to all the men and women still that are first responders, firefighters, policemen and women, medics, just anybody else. Hopefully I'm not leaving anything out there. Just thank you for what you do every single day when you go in and you protect us and you put your life on the line.
Absolutely. And it's true. We'll never forget.
Definitely not. Oh, yeah. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. That's going to do it for today's show.
What a day.
Well, 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 Mackenzie, how you feeling?
I feel good. I feel like we have had a day, and it's still early.
Just getting it going. No,
yes.
I'm looking forward to it. I got to head out of here in like the next hour or so. We're going to go tape some stuff for our Facebook page, Radio Now 100.9 for Eat the Frog Fitness. I am going to be going out there actually working out today in their 12 o'clock class. I've been eating food, so hopefully I don't die from not having food. Last week I was so dumb, and I ate nothing for breakfast because we're so busy.
Yep.
And I was like, I have no energy. And I'm going to pass out.
That was me yesterday. I went to work out at F3, and I did not have a chance to eat before I went. I was on for you.
I brought breakfast.
Oh, Reese's Puffs.
Oh, wow. That's going to help
what?
Me.
You know what, though? You guys could come over and just sweat it out at my place because my air conditioning is broken, and it's about 85 degrees. But my sweet, darling manager, who I'm obsessed with, is like, we're on it. So she's awesome. But it is so hot. Like, you can't even, like, you go in there and instantly sweat.
So that's your plan today, is to sweat to death? That sounds fun.
I'm just going to wait and make sure my air conditioning gets fixed. Because you can't even sleep in there. Like, I was starfishing with, like, barely, not to be, but, like, anything on. I was sleeping. I was dying. I was so hot.
Pork chop, what are you shoveling little brown balls in your mouth for?
Yeah, this is Reese's Peanut Butter Puff Cereal.
Ooh,
I brought cereal this morning.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
What is your problem?
Man, no,
you're on air right now.
You want some?
No, that is so sugary.
Yep. No, it's not.
Have fun
yes,
with your
it
diabetes.
Is. Let me see. Give it to me. Let's see how many grams of sugar. How many grams?
I am pork chop.
Nine grams of sugar. There's like 70 in
that's
pop.
That's not too bad. What's your favorite cereal? I love cereal.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, yeah. Classic. Mm.
CTC,
baby. Do you guys
baby.
Like Fruity Pebbles?
I bet Pork Chop does.
Uh-huh. I like Apple Jacks. I like Fruit Loops. But I also like healthy stuff like Special K. And I'm a big oatmeal person now.
Uh-huh.
So is Joe.
All right, you stop with
I like organic, the Kashi stuff.
Yes, Kashi. What's your favorite Kashi? I love the peanut butter.
I like, I think they just have like original. Like the honey, I think it's like honey and oat.
I like Kashi.
Coming up on Vegan Talk today, we're going to sniff our farts and.
I had a vegan burger last night. I'm not going to say from where. It is not treating my stomach right.
Really?
I mean, it doesn't really hurt, but it's just not pleasant.
Well, what's your day looking like, Liv, besides having an unpleasant stomach?
Well, I actually am kind of sick. So I have an upper respiratory infection, and I have medicine. They put me on this, like, cough syrup stuff, and it's not even one, the fun cough syrup. It does nothing to me. But it's supposed to make me feel better. Yeah, no. And it's supposed to make me feel better, but it's not. I'm getting increasingly worse and more congested and more of a sore throat. And I have the Jonas Brothers concert on Friday.
I'll go for you.
And I don't care if I have to wear a mask. Whoa. I am going to that concert. I'm just so scared about it.
You should wear a mask and like sign it or like put the Joe Bros pictures on it. That would be
They're
so
not fun. Gonna let Liv near them with her sickness.
Dude, I know, but I am so scared because I just keep getting worse and worse, and I have so many errands I have to run today.
Oh my gosh. One time, just really quick, before I kissed someone before they went on stage, and I was just thinking about that. I was like, I wonder if I felt weird because they're performing in front of like thousands of people. And I was like, what if, I don't know. I was like, what if I was sick and got them sick?
Wait. Who'd you kiss before they went on stage?
Oh, we're running out that time. No, that's a story for another time.
No, we're not. I can delete commercials. Who'd you kiss?
Who is the singer? But I thought about
Who'd you kiss?
Who'd you kiss? Who'd you kiss?
Find out tomorrow.
All right, well, we can't do any of that unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye! Bye.